Joseph Wambau is an ex-cop who writes best-selling police thrillers like The New Centurions, The Onion Field, and The Blue Knight. He's just come out with his first novel in 5 years. The Golden Orange is about an ex-cop in Southern California. Book critic John Leonard has this review.
Over the years, I've been up and down on Joseph Wambau's cop novels. The Choir Boys seemed to me just about perfect, with its battered children and its severed heads. The Black Marble was too cute, with everybody running around the Los Angeles Memorial Sports Arena at a big-time dog show, and a cop who dreamed of wounded rabbits and nightingales singing in the raspberry bushes of old Mother Russia. The Glitter Dome was a recovery of form, about Hollywood and evil, about a roller rink in a parking lot behind a bowling alley, where mad skaters with Sony Walkmans waltzed themselves to death, and a beach where old people went to sell their gold and wound up with their mouths taped and their throats slit. Any Wambau novel, though, is better than none, and it's been 5 years since his last one. I know his true crime stuff is made for television miniseries, but I miss Chinatown and Caltech and the Big Sewer, the tides of violence and the savage jokes and the cops who ate their guns. It's as if he wrote The Golden Orange just for me. Once more, Wambau's the angry anthropologist in a Southern California zone of dread. Golden Orange refers to Orange County, the capital of white-collar crime in the American Southwest, where everybody's rich and right-wing Republican, except the houseboys, where the airport's named for John Wayne, an entire county of parvenu banks and landlocked yachts and Rolls-Royce dealerships and hot mamas looking for their third millionaire, jetting at the country club from patio to hole-in-one, leaving vapor trails of wrinkle cream behind them. We'll also visit Newport Beach, a town with more masseuses than the Ottoman Empire, and Catalina Island, where buffalo roam under Art Deco murals. And, of course, Spoon's Landing, a seedy bar like all the seedy bars in all of Wambau's novels, where off-duty cops end up drinking so they won't shoot themselves to death. At Spoon's Landing, where everybody's always remarking like a Greek chorus on the world's madness, a male turtle is trying to make it with a female turtle in a puddle of spilled beer. This is symbolic. Winnie Farlow, an ex-cop and part-time ferry boat pilot, is also trying to make it, with Tess Binder, a hot mama between prenuptial agreements, whose dead father's homosexual lover may or may not be scamming her real estate inheritance. About Tess, Winnie is advised, "I tell you, stay away from those broads. None of them ever had an orgasm unless it happened on Shop Till You Drop Day at South Coast Plaza. If local paramedics have to learn life-saving liposuction, it's because of them." Winnie, of course, doesn't listen. This is because he's a straight-ahead guy, an innocent, and also because he's a drunk. As much as it's about Orange County, money, and boats, The Golden Orange is also about alcoholism. And the whole novel is just as symbolic as those turtles. I don't want to frighten anybody out of reading a terrific book just because it has a deeper meaning. But all this love and death occurs in Easter week, during a hot Santa Ana wind. When Winnie goes into the desert to get shot at, he trespasses on the mythic. There will also be a parting of the waters, and a fisher of men, and ready or not, a resurrection. Maybe even two of them.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine. He's a columnist for New York Newsday and media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed The Golden Orange by Joseph Wambau.